Kai Cenat has become one of the most famous live streamers of the last few years. His live streams managed to attract millions of watchers by the tens of thousands. This has allowed Kai Cenat to grow a massive online presence, collaborating with some of the most famous celebrities like Kevin Hart, Little Baby, and many others. This has helped them cross over the mainstream, allowing him to become a household name. But all this success hasn't come without difficulties, as he has been involved in some controversial situations. Even through his problematic stints, Kai managed to push through and keep on growing. But what a member of his team recently just got accused of might just derail his career for good. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the recent allegations made against Kai Cenat's cameraman. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I am working on a new Patreon exclusive about a group of politicians who were accused of being involved in a trafficking ring. So if you're one of my patrons, you can expect that video next week. If you're not a Patreon member, consider joining. It's only $3 a month and you will get access to this video, plus all the other exclusive videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. You can become a Patreon member by hitting the link in the description. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Out of the recent group of popular streamers, Kai Cenat stands out from the rest. He has managed to become one of the most popular streamers in the world. He is known for having some of the biggest celebrities attend his streams that take place in his bedroom, coming a long way from his humble beginnings in the Bronx to now being the face of streaming. Out of all the streamers, Kai Cenat has had the quickest rise to mainstream. It was almost seamless how Kai became one of the biggest streamers. His fans just can't get enough of his energetic, chaotic streams. His viewers never know what's going to happen while watching his streams. From the looks of it, it appeared that Kai Cenat was going to have a massive career and nothing will stop it from happening. Now, after the new allegations that were revealed about a member of Kai's team, that might no longer be the case. Recently, we have been seeing so many famous and popular people being exposed as disturbing monsters who prey on their young fans. As we all just recently saw with the Mr. Beast situation, some of these creators are growing these child fan base for nefarious reasons. They're growing these massive platforms with a child fan base just to get access to them and influence over them. This way, they can take advantage of them whichever way they see fit. This is what was recently exposed about Mr. Beast, the golden child of YouTube. Not only was one of his close friends, Chris Tyson, exposed for being a groomer, but now Mr. Beast himself was called out for targeting children with illegal lotteries and exploiting them for his financial gain. It was even reported that Mr. Beast himself knew about Chris's behavior as he was a member of the Discord server where the inappropriate activities were going on. I'm actually considering making a full video exposing Mr. Beast. If that's something you want to see, comment Mr. Beast below, and if enough of you want to see it, I'll make sure to get it done. It turns out Mr. Beast, who claims to be a philanthropist, was actually just taking advantage of his fans in order to exploit his child fan base. Just as Mr. Beast and Chris Tyson were being exposed for their disturbing actions, another massive creator faced similar allegations. Kai Cenat was just dragged into a similar situation as Mr. Beast, as it's now being exposed that one of his own employees, who has worked with him since the beginning, was talking inappropriately to underage girls. Kai Cenat's cameraman, Chris V, was exposed for sending explicit messages to a girl who wasn't at the age of consent. The two were speaking on Instagram DM. Apparently, the girl had initially lied about her age, telling the man she was 19, but not long after they started talking, she told him she was only 17 and was 16 when they started talking. This did nothing to stop Chris V, who instead of ending the conversation right there, decided to proceed to flirt with and become inappropriate with the young girl. This young girl eventually took screenshots of the conversation and exposed Chris V for his inappropriate behavior. This is the screenshot from the conversation. The message read, "I wasn't kidding. I actually want to get to know you. Aw, LMFAO. You cool, but respectfully, I'm actually 17. My friends told me to say I'm 19, but you know, I gotta let you know the truth." He responded, "Nah, that's crazy. I respect you telling me though, no cap." And then she replied, "Yeah, I didn't want to do you like that." With Chris V responding, "You cool though, good vibes, laugh out loud. I was actually serious though if you was 19, laugh out loud." After this, Chris V decided to make things way more inappropriate than they were, when he began messaging her about hooking up with her in very descriptive ways. This was truly disturbing as the teenager told him moments before that she was underage, and he still felt it was appropriate to say these remarks to her. It just lets you know he didn't care if she was underage or not. He was willing to take this further, knowing her age, without hesitation. Yet again was a famous content creator who was known for making content for young people being associated with someone who was trying to take advantage of them. If you were to ask me, I don't think this was Chris's V's first time doing this. The fact that he was just comfortable with proceeding to talk to this girl inappropriately even after she told him her age proves that. It didn't stop him at all. It seemed to provoke him into talking even more inappropriately. You gotta ask yourself, why does it seem like all these people who are famous and have large followings always seem to be attached to someone who has allegations like these? After all of this started circulating online, people started pointing their fingers at Kai Cenat for having someone like that on his team. Kai would eventually respond to the allegations on his stream, seemingly confirming the terrible allegations made against his cameraman Chris V and condemning him for doing it.
For those who don't know, my cameraman Chris that helped me with matter my streams, matter my tech. Apparently, it's not even apparently, it's here clear fucking day. In 2020, just got caught talking to a minor who was 17 years old. And it's just f***ing annoying what happened. Shit, come on, bro. I get connected in situations. Come relax, bro. Apparently in 2021, this was caught talking to somebody that's not the age of consent. It's bad because she lied about her age. She said she was 19. She lied about her age. She ended up saying her age, said she was 17, right at that moment, supposed to stop texting. Right at that moment, you're supposed to drop all conversation. Anything that's below the age of consent, you're not supposed to talk to them. It is not cool. You're not supposed to talk to them. You're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to engage in any conversation. Not on a different type of, like, you're not supposed to just, it's just not right to do. And none of this is fucking, you can't have no excuse for it. You can't have no say so. There's nothing to back it up. There's nothing in a positive way to do this. When I see shit hit the internet, I just woke up. I see shit hit the internet. I looked at it. First thing I did was say, hey, let me sit down and let me get down to the bottom of this to completely confirm everything. Everything. I reached out to the person who went online and said all shit. I reached out to her and she basically she showed me every single thing. I asked her to confirm the iMessage, to confirm the number. It's confirmed. And I'm just sick and tired of having to this because it's like, damn, nigga, like, I don't know how people are not just seeing something or like an age or something and just saying and just stopping. You feel me? It was just some messages that, it's some messages that look fucking crazy. You feel me? I'm not sugarcoating shit. This shit look fucking, bro.
As you heard for yourself, Kai Cenat not only confirms the allegations were true, but also claims he has stopped all associations with his former cameraman. He also goes on to denounce his cameraman's actions, claiming he should have stopped talking to the girl the moment he found out her age. Just like in the Mr. B situation, we are seeing the same generic PR response, the same story of I didn't know what was going on. I honestly don't buy that at all, and knowing how crooked this industry truly is, I wouldn't be surprised if this story gets deeper than that. See, I know Kai Cenat sold out long ago. This is something he confirms himself. I have shown this old video of Kai Cenat heading to an office building to sign a deal where he openly admits he's about to sell out.
If you know what I'm going for, you know what I'm going for. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to sign that deal. I want to sign a deal. It's up my soul.
In this video, I believe Kai Cenat was telling us the truth about his success. He is just a puppet for the elite put in place to push agendas. While Kai Cenat seems like an independent streamer, he's actually signed to a major talent agency called UTA Talent. They represent many celebrities and athletes and are essentially another form of a record label. UTA is owned by a big investment company that's owned by billionaires, aka the elite. Kai is just like every other entertainer in the industry. He is being used to push agendas for the elite, just like we saw he did when he did his prison streams glamorizing prison like a fun hangout for the guys. They knew exactly what they were doing when they came up with that plot. People need to understand that just like everything that gets too popular, it eventually goes mainstream. The rich elite come in and buy up everything with influence in order to control it. That's what we're seeing now with these massive streamers. All these huge streamers are getting multi-million dollar deals, sometimes worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Who do you think is giving these streamers all that money? Hollywood is buying them out. Kaisena was bought out to push agendas just like Mr. Beast. And just like all the celebrities in Hollywood, these streamers that are getting so big seem to have the same disturbing tendencies. They are into the same twisted behaviors because Hollywood only rewards those kind of people. While there are no allegations being made against Kaisena right now, I wouldn't be surprised if he's next. As the track record for those in Hollywood tells us, we can't trust anyone in that industry. We have to make sure we're not allowing these streamers who sold out to be able to misguide and take advantage of our children. Those in power know the best way to shape a person into what they want them to be is by controlling them young. And they are using these streamers to do just that. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, make sure to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.